I'm Diane Orson. You're listening to Connecticut Public Radio. Good morning. Tonight on CPTV and streaming online, we'll premiere an original half-hour documentary called Collision Course. It's a deep dive trying to understand what led to the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Anthony Jose Chulo Vega Cruz after a traffic stop in Wethersfield earlier this year. Connecticut Public Radio reporter Vanessa De La Torre led the team that created Collision Course, and she's here to talk with us about it. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Diane.
First off, could you remind us briefly what happened?
Sure. So this incident happened on April 20th of this year on Silas Dean Highway in Wethersfield. We have an 18-year-old driver, Vega Cruz, and he was going out to dinner with his girlfriend, Stephanie Santiago, who was in the car with him. We know that the Wethersfield police attempted to pull him over. He had a misuse of plates. This was his car that he was driving, but the plate did not belong to his car. And so we know that the officer, Peter Salvatore, tried to pull him over. As he approached the vehicle, we see from the dash cam that Vega Cruz takes off. And so from there, there's a pursuit and it escalates. And then we have an officer, Leuli Lizier Jr., who joins into the pursuit. And then from there, it escalates even further. There's a collision. And we see from dash cam that Officer Lizier gets out of his vehicle with his gun drawn, approaches Vega Cruz in his vehicle still. And we see two shots fired into the windshield.
Now, our news team reported on this incident in the days and weeks after it happened, but you've continued to report on it, and I'm wondering if you want to give us a sense of what more you've learned.
Sure. So this was a national story when it happened, and this happened in our own backyard. What a lot of people don't realize is that the family moved to Wethersfield about 6 months before the shooting. Here you have Vega Cruz's dad, who is moving his son, away from Hartford, thinks that the neighborhood they were growing up in was a bit too rough. And so he saw Wethersfield as a nice suburb that was a better place to raise his family. Vega Cruz, he lost his mother at a young age. She died of cancer. And so, he was in school. He was having some issues, skipping class, that sort of thing. But he really took pride in having a car. And one of the things we learned, though, is that this was a source of concern for his loved ones because Vega Cruz did not have a driver's license.
In the documentary, you speak to his girlfriend.
Sure. When this incident first happened and we knew that there was a passenger in the car who was uninjured, we learned that this was his girlfriend, Stephanie Santiago, who's only 18 as well. And so we were able to interview her on camera. This was an exclusive interview. And she sort of gave us insight into his mindset leading up to the stop.
Well, I was like, just make sure you be careful and stuff. Because in January, we got into a car accident. Police came and they arrested him because he didn't have a license. Yeah, I didn't want him driving anymore.
This young woman will have to deal with this trauma for the rest of her life.
Absolutely.
What did you learn about the officer?
Sure. So Officer Elizier, he's known, to friends and family as Junior. He grew up in Hartford. His family, his parents are of Haitian descent. And we talked to people who know the family, and they say that, very hardworking, good people. They say the same of Elizier, and when he was entering high school, the family decided to move to Wethersfield for a better life, similar to Vega Cruz's family deciding to move to Wethersfield, this suburb that's just right across the border from Hartford. And what we know about Elizier is that he decided to enter the military, and he became a police officer in Manchester. And we looked into his personnel file for Manchester, and there were some issues there that supervisors noted. Time and again, we noticed memos in which supervisors were concerned about his performance under stressful conditions. But, we did talk to his lawyer. And what we learned from Elliot Spector is that from his perspective, from the officer's perspective, he thought that he was in danger for his life.
Is it possible that he could have jumped out of the way? Yeah, it's possible that could have occurred. Is it possible that the car might have hit him and killed him? He did not make a conscious decision, okay, I'm in danger, I'm going to shoot. It happened like that.
In your reporting, Vanessa, what was your sense of the mood in Wethersfield around this incident?
It was tough to talk to people about it, to be frank with you, Diane. Some people just don't want to talk about this issue. And that has been a source of frustration for some folks in Wethersfield, residents, activists, who do want to talk about it. But, you know, this is a case that is still under investigation. And so, for example, when we tried talking to public officials, town officials in Weathersfield, from the town manager to town council members, they said they could not comment. Here we have one town council member, Anthony Spinella, who we tried approaching at a recent town council meeting.
So, well, if any citizen wants to ask me, they can ask me.
Are your constituents asking you to address this particular topic?
No. Nobody's asked me. I've knocked on 400 doors in the last week. Not a single person's asked me.
So when he's saying not a single person has asked me, he's talking about the shooting. And so here you have an 18-year-old who died on a, you know, town road on Silestine Highway, shot in the head. And so, you know, when family members and activists hear this sort of thing of we can't talk about it, it is painful to them because they feel that the life of their loved one is being swept under the rug. But on the other hand, town officials say, look, this is an ongoing investigation, and by all appearances, it looks like the family intends to file some sort of civil action.
Before we wrap up, Vanessa, what did you learn in this process?
So that's a good question. A big emphasis in the documentary is on the pain and the loss of Anthony Vega Cruz. And we also tried to understand sort of the mindset of the officer. We try to be really balanced here. But when it comes down to it, you have a father, and we talked to Vega Cruz's father extensively. You have a father who has lost his son. You have a girlfriend who is going to suffer from this trauma probably for the rest of her life. You have the officer's family that is struggling, you know, and you have the officer himself who is struggling with this sort of attention. You have a town that is divided. And so when this sort of thing happens, you know, there's a lot of ramifications, and we're still seeing that today.
Thanks for talking.
Thanks, Diane, for having me.